G'day strategists, welcome back to the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. This is episode 310 and the second in this special podcast mini-series where I'm unpacking the real-world context and core ideas behind my book, Engage, The Definitive Guide to Video Strategy for Business. So if you've already got your copy of Engage, well, thank you. I want to say thank you to you. If it's been valuable for you as well, I'd be stoked if you could leave a review online. And if you're really ready to level up your skills as a video strategist, then I encourage you to check out the Video Strategist Masterclass. That's at engagevideomarketing.com/VSM. That's where we go much deeper into the tools, the templates, and training to help you step into your role as a confident video strategist. That's what this podcast is all about, right? Okay, so in this episode, the second of this mini Beyond the Book podcast series, I want to take you right back to the moment when everything changed for me. And honestly, it starts with a number. Yep, the number 34. 34 views. I still remember it really vividly. I just finished a brand video for a local business. It was a furniture removalist company, and we'd captured great interviews, we'd shot beautiful footage, we'd edited something that we were all really proud of. The client was really happy, we got paid, the project wrapped up, we moved on. No problems, right? Well, in this particular case, I remember it, and it was really vivid, and it kind of changed the direction of my business, because about 6 months later, I checked in to see how that video was going, and there it was. A little embedded YouTube video on the top right corner of their homepage. So I clicked through to the video, and what did I see? 34 views. That was it. Instantly, I just felt sick, like I'd been punched in the gut. Not because the number of views was low, but because this was a measure of their entire return on investment for their video. And all they got was 34 views. And let's be honest, probably half those views were from their client themselves or their mum. So this was the moment, the kind of blinding flash of the obvious in my business that I needed to change. I needed to do something else. I needed to provide more for my clients. I needed to be a video strategist, right? And as I've been sharing this story, which I share in more detail in the book, but also I've been sharing this story for many years, if you've been following me over many years through Engage Video Marketing here, the more I share this story, the more I hear that I'm definitely not alone with this. So many video producers and creatives have this same story of some sort where they're delivering some sort of creative work for a client, and then they realize that it's not returning on that investment because no one's using it properly. And because no one, and in this case, no one including me, had been talking about what the client actually wanted this video to achieve. And we hadn't really spoken about who it was for. We'd been thinking about the video tactically rather than strategically. So how would we even know if it had worked? We were just focused on making video for video's sake. There was no strategy. So that moment, that blinding flash of the obvious, as I called it, it changed everything for me. And it was the spark that kicked off my journey into what I now call video strategy or being a video strategist. So that's where I kind of started. I dove into everything that I could find about marketing and sales psychology, digital distribution, and behavioral science. I had started my business from a creative standpoint, but I knew I needed to be a marketer, a digital marketer, and to understand what strategy looks like. But most importantly, once I dove into this, I started applying what I was learning and developed it into a clear framework. Now, I don't really go into this in the book, but the reason why I originally put together these seven elements framework, which later became the Engage Video Marketing Blueprint for effective video strategy and, you know, basically the foundation of the book now, I put it into this framework because I needed to get the ideas out of my head, and I just used a concept mapping tool online and just got the ideas into a visual that I could share initially, sharing it with my team. And then I, you know, was speaking to other video producers through a video producer network that I was part of here in Australia at the time called the AIPP or the APVP. Shout out to those people who know what I'm talking about there. But I started being asked by other video producers, tell me about the work you're doing with strategy and how are you working with your clients on this? So then I shared the framework with them and, you know, I refined it and adapted it. And eventually it became formulated into what I now call the seven elements to an effective video strategy. And that's the engage strategy framework that really is the foundation of the book or any of the content that I've shared over the last 7 years, right? So the engage framework is based on seven core elements that when followed, ensure that your videos actually work and they become the foundation of what a video strategy looks like. So in this episode, I actually want to give you a bit of a high-level overview here in the next few minutes of the seven elements to an effective video strategy. So the first one is audience, and this is where we always start. It's really about understanding who is this video really for. And it's not just a generic idea of it's for our customers or for the public. What I'm talking about here is really working with your clients or getting a clear understanding about real specific audience segments or audience personas. Are they problem aware? Are they just discovering you? Are they ready to buy? You need to know what they're thinking, feeling, fearing, what they're hoping for, because if you can tap into their world, that's when your message really lands. You see, the biggest mistake that I see is that businesses are making videos that speak to themselves, not to their real audience. So that's the first element, really understanding the audience. The second one is goals. See, once you know who it's for, you need to define why you're making the video or what business objectives is the content intended to support. Is it about increasing brand awareness? Is it about driving leads, nurturing existing prospects, reducing support requests? There are loads of valid goals, but not all of them can be achieved in one video, for example. So if you're not clear on the goal, you can't measure success and you definitely can't guide the strategy. And in the book, I outline four specific goals that you're going to focus on when you're defining a strategy for a client. So the third element is content. And this is when we ask now, what kind of content will best move this audience towards that goal? You see how they're all working together here? This is when you start to think about creative direction. So maybe it's an explainer video. Maybe it's customer stories. Maybe it's raw behind the scenes stuff filmed on an iPhone or even a simple how-to video. But here's the catch. It's not just about what looks cool. It's about aligning message and format to purpose. The content must serve the strategy, not the other way around, right? Then the next element is distribution, and this one is huge and it's often overlooked in the planning stage of the video. And this is, where is this video actually going to live and how will people see it? Is it embedded on a landing page? Will it be run as a Facebook ad? Will it be shared in an email, played at an event, or a combination of any of these things, right? Because here's the thing. You could create an amazing video for a client, but if it's sitting buried three pages deep on their website, it's not going to do much. Or if it's just uploaded without much thought to Facebook, then chances are it's going to fail, right? So a strong distribution plan is created to get your video seen by the right people at the right time that's aligned to the action that you want them to take, right? The next element is optimization. And this is where it can get a little bit technical, but really optimization is about asking the right questions and making decisions about how can we make the video perform better on the platforms that we're distributing it on. So this could be simple stuff like writing a better title or creating a stronger hook in the first few seconds or adding captions or testing different thumbnails, shortening the duration of the video or recutting or repurposing versions of the video for different platforms. Optimization is about squeezing the most juice out of your content. Small changes here can make a massive difference in engagement and conversion and therefore the success of the video, right? The next element, element number six, is metrics. And this is where you need to talk about how you'll measure success. What will you track and why? This is where we shift from vanity metrics to more meaningful metrics. So instead of just counting views, for example, you might be looking at things like click-through rates, lead conversions, time on page, or even revenue generated. If you're not measuring the right things, it's hard to improve and impossible to prove value as a video strategist. And finally, the last element is production. And it's often a bit of a confusing fact that production is the last element in a strategic approach to video production, because this is where we're actually asking the questions about how are we going to bring this thing to life? What cameras do we use? What lighting? What locations? What crew? What editing? What budget do we need to throw at this? Now, for video producers, this is the fun stuff, but it should only come after everything else has been strategically decided and is in place. Because when you start with production, you're essentially like building a house without blueprints. When you start with strategy, you make decisions that actually serve the purpose of the video, not just aesthetics and making a beautiful video, right? So that's it. That's the seven elements. And when used together, they act like a checklist, like a roadmap, right? And when one of those elements is missing, well, that's often the reason why a video doesn't perform, or why a video strategy for a business tends to fail, or why it ends up like mine did in those earlier days of my business with just 34 views and a whole lot of missed opportunity. You see, the difference between 34 views and a strategic return on investment, it's not the camera that you use. It's not your creativity as a video producer. It's whether you and your clients have a strategy before you hit record. So if this story resonates with you, I'd love to hear from you. If you've got a story like this from your background as a video producer that's kicked off this desire to build confidence as a video strategist, I'd love to hear from you. Then let me know. Okay, so you can email me, ben@engagevideomarketing.com, anytime. Always love getting emails from people who listen to this podcast. But of course, if this resonates with you, then I encourage you to pick up Engage, so that a definitive guide to market to video strategy for a business. God, I don't even get the title of my book right. But anyway, you'll find it. Just search Amazon for Engage, Ben Amos, you'll find it. Or you can go to engagevideomarketing.com/book and you can order a copy from there. So inside the book, there's obviously a much deeper breakdown of all those seven elements and how they work together, but critically, how to put them into practice in your business or with your clients. And if you want to go deeper, the Video Strategist Masterclass is your next step. So go and check that out too. All right, thanks for listening. This has been episode 311 of the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. And the third installment of this special six-part Beyond the Book series is up next in the next week's episode, where I'm going to be diving into what it really means to understand your audience. And there's a reason why the audience chapter of my book is the biggest chapter of the whole book, because it's critical. There's a lot to it. So I'm going to unpack a little bit more about that in next week's episode. Thanks for joining me for this episode, and I'll catch you next time on the Engage Video Marketing Podcast. Bye for now. Growing a video business can be hard, and I reckon one of the things that makes the game of business even harder is when you're going it alone. This is why I set up the Strategy Board Mastermind Program, and I want to invite you to join us. The Strategy Board is a high-impact, collaborative 12-month paid group program specifically for the owners of established video strategy and production businesses who desire further skills, tools, inspiration, and guidance to achieve their goals. It's delivered in a controlled and facilitated discussion around growth and expansion of each business across the duration of the program. The Strategy Board is designed specifically for video strategists or video business owners who are actually in business and doing it and want to just do it better. The program consists of quarterly virtual board meetings, as well as monthly mastermind sessions. And alongside the other members of your board, you get direct coaching and support from me, as together we hit targets and grow your video business into the business that you know it can be. To learn more and apply, go to engagevideomarketing.com/board. Fill out the short form there, and if suitable, I'll invite you to jump on a call directly with me to see how the Strategy Board could be the right fit for your business this year. That link again is engagevideomarketing.com/board.